I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we had a phone conversation with artist Aaron Pickens, and we're going to jump right into this one because we've got a lot of ground to cover.
I'm a painter. I do these really kind of elaborate oil paintings of dioramas that include toys. And the toys can include something that's pretty obscure, like a random action figure that I may have found on the ground, to, you know, something that's a little bit more familiar, like Legos. And usually I set up these dioramas to kind of communicate some sort of narrative.
Aaron's artwork can be hard to describe. At least it can play a trick on you. From his description, I thought he was just painting the backdrop. That's the clouds, the scenery, the setting. And then arranging a 3D diorama with toys and scraps of cardboard and papers in front of that painted backdrop. So what you would see if you were to go to a gallery featuring Aaron's artwork would be a 3D diorama. But that's not exactly correct. Aaron does make a 3D diorama, but that is just the model for the 2D painting he creates based on that diorama. I wouldn't be surprised if you got them mixed up just like I did, because Aaron's paintings are so photorealistic that you feel like you could almost reach into them and pick up that Lego or plastic toy cow sitting in the frame. And as Aaron mentioned earlier, all of these paintings have an underlying message.
The painting that I did recently kind of touched upon the immigration crisis down at the southern border, all the way to our overdependence on oil consumption. So there's usually some sort of political or contemporary observance that's kind of underneath this very playful, colorful painting that I end up creating. And I just love to make these paintings come together.
The idea to create this kind of work came together not in a eureka light bulb kind of moment, but rather following the natural progression of an artist's work.
I think my work has always had this quality of taking something that's kind of traditional and twisting it a little bit. I think a lot of artists, when they're in their studio and there's no distractions, it's an act of play. Sometimes the play can be really difficult when you're trying to solve a problem, but there's still a playful sensibility, at least in my particular practice as a painter.
Aaron and I talked about how he grew up in Toledo. He took art lessons locally, studied at the Toledo School for the Arts and Bowling Green State University, went to grad school at Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, and now Aaron has just started a new position as an assistant art professor in Kokomo, Indiana. Looking back through all this time, his time in Toledo, Pennsylvania, now Indiana, has given him quite the perspective on his career as an artist.
You know, it's weird kind of coming, you know, with just the turn of the new year, the turn of a new decade, and kind of having a little bit of self-reflection about that, you know, what transpired within the last 10 years. And it's like, man, you know, when you're in the day-to-day, it's like, man, I need to be doing more. I need to make more work, et cetera, et cetera. But then it's like having a step back, it's like, I took my first oil painting class in the fall of 2010. That's a pretty big jump from being first painting class to graduating with my undergrad, then getting a master's in it, and then being very fortunate enough to now be offered an assistant professor position at a university in order to teach painting. So that's a pretty quick turnaround. So, you know, it depends on the way you look at it. Some days it seems like it's arduous, this path, and other times it seems like it went by in a flash.
This notion of holding two different ideas in each hand, one where you look back and you think of how far you've come, and the other where you look forward and think of how far you have yet to go, is what Aaron believes makes a good artist. That tension and harmony between those two worlds.
I feel like the strong artists tend to always be conflicted. And this conflict always has to be kind of in harmony with one another. And sometimes you have to be really self-critical and not feeling like you're making a lot of work or the work's not good enough. On the other hand, you feel like, this is the best possible work. No one's making work that's this good. Because if you feel like you're just one or the other, you're not going to really ever progress. Because if you always think that your work is the greatest, well, there's no reason to improve or to dig deeper. And then if you're always self-critical, well, then you're going to essentially cut your leg off, metaphorically speaking, of wanting to get back into the studio and making more work. So I think in a similar vein, I showed recently to my students, because we were working from the figure, and it was like the first time a lot of these students had done this, and I showed them some of my very early sketches working from the live model. And that wasn't that long ago, and it's pretty terrible. And it was like, it was kind of nice for myself to see that self-reflection on, like, okay, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm definitely not back there where I was, you know, maybe 8 to 10 years ago.
Gaining a sober perspective on the future, looking ahead, Aaron's hopes and dreams are fairly simple.
I think it's just to make more work and to get some shows that are, you know, outside of the Toledo region to kind of expand a little bit. And that's about it.
I mean, what more could you ask for? For this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening.